Good morning. I'm John Valentine, Chairman of the State Tax Commission. This is the State Tax Commission meeting. We've commenced just a little late this morning because we had a hearing in this room just before we came in, so we have started our commission meeting later this morning. It's about 9:10 a.m. on Thursday, September 26, 2019. This meeting is being held in Commission Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Present this morning are myself, John Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, Lawrence C. Walters, Commissioner, and Scott Smith is excused as Executive Director. Sitting in his place this morning is Deanna Hearing, the Deputy Executive Director. The first item on the agenda is the public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the State Tax Commission. And I have been advised that there's at least one person who would like to address us during this public comment period. And Charlie, if you come up to a microphone so we can get you on the record, that'd be great.
Charlie Roberts, Utah State Tax Commission. I considered singing one verse of Rolling Stones. This may be the last time, but rather than that, I'd just like to offer my thanks to the commissioners and the division directors and their assistants and deputies. I've had a great time here. Very grateful for that to all of you, as well as the previous commissioners and executive directors and assistants. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie. And I'm sure that my fellow commissioners and the executive director would like to express our appreciation for your years of service to the commission. You've been the face and the voice for the commission, and we have to tell you, you've gotten us out of more than one jam, so thank you so much. I was hoping you were going to say, I'm going to sing a rendition of the Utah Man.
Yeah.
Any other commissioner?
Roughly
what happened. Yes. Any other commissioner would like to make any comments at this time in regards to the public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on then. Next item on the agenda is to consider approving Commission meeting minutes of September 12th, 2019. And Commissioner Walters, I recognize you for a motion.
I move to approve the Commission meeting minutes from September 12, 2019.
Thank you. 2012 is in the rearview mirror.
We've already done that, I guess.
Yeah, we have. the approval of the motion is to approve the minutes. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider the Tax Commission budget for fiscal years 2020 through 2021. And you should have received a copy of those prior to this time period. Is there any preliminary discussion before I recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion? Deanna, would you like to speak something?
Sure.
Deanna Hearing, the Deputy Executive Director.
Thank you. As required, the base budget request in fiscal year 2021 for state funds will be the same as was appropriated for fiscal year 2020, less one-time funding. However, we do have some requests, reallocations, and fee changes as explained in the summary documents. And does anybody have any questions?
I do not. In fact, I might say this in this particular item before we take the motion. I appreciate very much Heidi and Stacy and the work that you've done on this. These budgets are interesting, to say the least, because of so many sources that we have to fund the State Tax Commission. And I appreciate especially the time you spent with me educating me as to what we were doing, and so that I could fully be able to make a good vote on this, and so that I could advise others in the legislature and others as to how our budget act could work. So thank you both, Heidi and Stacy. I appreciate you both. Anything else before I recognize Commissioner Cragen? Yes, Commissioner Cragen.
I was just going to mention that despite the way that it's written on our agenda, we don't actually have the ability to adopt a budget for this agency. That state legislature adopts the budget. All we're going to do is submit a request to the governor's office. The governor's office will submit their request to the legislature, and the legislature will approve the budget.
Thank you for that clarification, and that is accurate. Commissioner Cragen for motion.
Thank you. I move to submit the proposed fiscal year 2021 Tax Commission budget to the governor's office for consideration.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule of passage unanimously. The budget will be submitted to the governor's office for submission to the legislature. Next item on the agenda is approval of a submission of a proposed rule amendment to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah Bulletin. It is R884-24P-53-2020 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-515. And I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for an explanation. And Commissioner Walters, if you would like to, at the conclusion of hers before we take the motion, I would like to also have you be able to make some comments since it's an area of your portfolio.
The following proposed rule amendment is for the Commission to consider and submit for publication to the Office of Administrative Rules. The rule will be published in the Utah State Bulletin on October 15, 2019, and the public comment period will end on November 14, 2019. Our only rule today is R884-24P-53-2020 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act. Section 59-2-515 authorizes the State Tax Commission to make rules regarding the Property Tax Act, Part 5, Farmland Assessment Act. Section 59-2-514 authorizes the State Tax Commission to receive valuation recommendations from the State Farmland Advisory Committee for implementation as outlined in R884-24P-53. The rule sets the acreage value rates for 418 separate class county combinations.
Thank you. Commissioner Walters.
Just to comment on the State Farmland Advisory Committee. This is a committee that consists of representatives from the farm community, from county assessors, from Utah State University. The committee receives and reviews a report prepared by agricultural economists at Utah State University as they look at the productive capacity of lands around the state and recommending changes in our valuation. The committee did meet. We had a very lively discussion about the report and unanimously voted to submit it to the commission. And these rule changes are based upon the recommendations from that report in the Farmland Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Rockwell for motion.
I move to submit the proposed rule amendment, R884-24P-53-2020 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, to the Office of Administrative Rules.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Any debate on the motion? Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. The rule will be submitted for publication. Next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. The chair has no specific report to give on this particular meeting. I recognize Commissioner Cregan.
Thank you. I just wanted to take the opportunity as we're celebrating Charlie Roberts' retirement to thank him for 19 years of working together. He and I have been crossing paths since we were in local government together and now have worked together very closely the past 10 years while I've been at the commission. So grateful for his friendship and his service, and hope that our paths will cross occasionally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other commissioner would like to make any comments during this commissioner reports portion? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the executive director's report, and I recognize Deanna Herring, deputy executive director.
Nothing to report. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Through no other business to be brought before the commission, we will then accept a motion.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. We are adjourned.